So, how much longer do you think we're gonna have to sit here on the stakeout, Ben? It's been over 5 minutes. I get bored easily.
Well, I brought my Game Boy, but I read in the little handbook that you're not supposed to do that when you're on a stakeout trying to find the guy that murdered someone and you're volunteering to be a cop.
Yeah, volunteer policemen can't have a Game Boy on their persons while on volunteer duty. It's like rule number one in the volunteer cop handbook.
Yeah, I'm sure Chad will eventually come out of here.
I mean, we went through the trouble of setting up this elaborate sting operation. We flew Henry Winkler in town to star in a off-Broadway play, and we made sure Chad Snyder got tickets, so he's gonna show up. He lives for this kind of thing, so when he does, we'll finally be able to lock him up and then put this ugliness behind us, because I feel so guilty for what happened to Randall. I just can't go on any further until I know that the man responsible for his demise is locked away.
You can't just murder our podcast benefactor's son. Get away with it, Chad. Oh, look. It looks like he's coming out now.
Oh, yeah. That's him. That's him. Let me get on the megaphone. Chad Snyder!
I think you had turned down. Turn it up a little bit. It was on quiet.
Chad Snyder! Put your hands up! You're under arrest for the murder of Randall Swain!
I ain't going down for this one. I'm a patsy.
He's getting on his motorcycle. Follow him, Ben.
Oh, I don't think it's his motorcycle. I think that's the one Henry Winkler took here. He still has the same one.
He stole Fonzie's motorcycle.
Is that the one he jumped the Sharko with?
He didn't jump the Sharko with a motorcycle. He was on water skis, Ben. Don't be ridiculous.
I don't know.
He did jump 14 trash cans on that motorcycle.
Ooh, that's almost 15.
That's true. One more than 13.
Well, I will just chase after him and drive fast.
But don't go too fast. But go as furious as you want. There's no limitations on the furiousness. But don't go too fast.
Well, while we're driving, he didn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. Let's just record a podcast. Maybe, might as well.
He's going about 25 miles per hour. This is a real low speed, low stakes chase. So, let's go ahead and.
I would pit maneuver him, but I mean, it is Henry Winkler's motorcycle. I don't really want to damage that in any way.
That's true. Yeah, has no value? No, that's not what I wanted to say.
It has no value.
That's unvaluable?
Priceless?
No, that's not the word either. Priceless, that's what I'm
Which
thinking
about.
Which
could mean either way.
Yeah, that's true. I was going with the real glass half-empty approach.
Well, that priceless motorcycle, I will not hit it, and we will just... Should we call the cops while we're doing this, or just...
No, I mean, we don't want to get them involved.
They'll probably thank us.
Sure, yeah, we're going to be heroes. We'll be on the front of every newspaper.
Oh, we might as well start the podcast then, I guess.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Happy Cast. I am your host, Brian, joined by your other host, Ben. There are two hosts. This is unheard of. How could there be two hosts on the same program, Ben?
That's because there aren't. There's only one, and we are both the same person.
Oh. Like a split personality thing? Like, are you, like, it's like a Jekyll Hyde thing, or?
Yeah, well, sort of, but it's more like one of us is the other one from the future.
Okay. So it's not like a Fight Club thing.
No, spoiler alert.
You're not my Tyler Durden?
I'm not
take
your
that
Durden.
Out? Okay. Well, Have you been, Ben? How's been, Ben? It's our new segment. How's been, Ben?
Ben's been binning around and having a noisy cat. How is Brian?
Well, I have been not having a cat, and it's been great. Really enjoying that. There's a dog here. I hugged the dog earlier, and it did not snub me, so that's good. I think dogs like me for the most part.
You have a better chance of running for president than my sister does.
Oh, yes, but I have no interest in politics, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cat has been meowing a lot, but the kittens have been a plus. They've been pretty cool.
Really? Are they less noisy than the adult cat?
Way less noisy. They're usually really quiet unless you try to pick them up for too long or if the cat lays on them accidentally.
Of course, yeah.
They don't like
that's
that.
That's how I am. If a cat accidentally lays on me, I'm very noisy about it as well.
You just go, ee, ee, ee.
Like psycho music?
That's kind of how the cat sound.
Well, I mean, it gets the point across, so there's that.
They kind of walk. It is cool. Yeah, they can kind of stand up, and they stumble around a little bit, but they can usually make it a few steps, and they're cool with it.
Okay, all right. Cool. How old are they now? Like 3 weeks?
I think, yeah, just over 3 weeks now. And they have not yet figured out how to climb out of the box, which has been very good. We're going to keep them in that box as long as they can. I mean, we take them out occasionally for, like, walking around time so they can try to learn it better. But if they start escaping from that box, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, you'll have cats all over the apartment, Ben. That's
going
to be a real, real mess.
Anyway,
thank you for the cat update. Let us move forward on to happy hour.
It's happy hour again.
That's right. Happy Hour is, of course, the part of the show where we talk about the thing that we're happiest about this week.
Yeah.
Ben, what is your happy hour?
Oh, yes. I do go first. Well,
is it a kind of macaroni?
Is it
a kind of board game?
When was the last time I did macaroni?
I feel like you did a macaroni recently, right? Where it was like bacon macaroni and...
when you were me and I was you?
I mean, we don't need to really confuse potential new listeners with that convoluted backstory. That's best left in the past, really.
Go check out that episode. That's one of our best. Well, my happy hour this week is multiple board games again, but different ones. So
what you been playing?
Taboo is one of them. Taboo. Not that planet from Star Wars.
Tatooine?
Naboo. This is Taboo. There's a picture of like someone's face, and they have their hand over their mouth like, tee-hee-hee.
Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm a naughty drawing.
That's what it is. I'm not telling you...
Okay.
I'm telling you. That's not really relevant to what the game is. It's just on the box. Have you ever played Password before?
Yes, I was a frequent guest on Password back
in
the
70s. I had no idea.
Good friends with Dick Clark, yeah.
Or maybe a better way to say it is, how about the whatever number of dollar pyramid, that show?
64. What's it up to now? You know what?
10,
I think
000?
You know. Let me apologize. I feel like Dick Clark hosted Pyramid and not Password.
I don't
know.
Maybe
he did both.
Well, maybe it's more. It's kind of like maybe both of them. It's probably closer to Pyramid, whatever number dollar sign. Except instead of getting like six words on a theme, you have a one word. You have to make the other person guess that word by saying various things. Except you could not say. Five specific words are listed on the card. Like, if I needed you to guess the word blink, I cannot say eye, lid, flash, red, or light.
Okay.
I can say almost anything.
So on Pyramid, there aren't any taboo words, right?
No.
Is that what the words are called?
Yeah.
Like, those words are taboo.
They are
you can't
taboo
say...
Words. And if the other team sees you using one of the words, they get to squeak this thing. And that means you got tabooed or something.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun party game for large groups of people.
It is.
Family gatherings and whatnot.
Yeah. It helps if you have at least four. With three, it's a lot harder because you can't really have equal teams, and one person can't read clues to themselves, or else they're going to get them all right. Mad Gab is another game.
Mad Gab.
Mad okay, Gab. Right. I guess it's supposed to be like crazy talk, but they came up with a cool one. Not like angry talk. That'd be different. There is, on one side, some words. Words like, not that one. That is a new card. I don't want to read the new cards. Words like, weaken, may, canoe, one.
Weaken, may, canoe, one. Weaken, make a new one. What?
Yeah, so.
So is that.
What's the sentence?
We can make a new one.
Yes, that is what it is. That's how the game works. Except it's like, I think, a team thing, and they're scoring. And there's one guy who can coach. He didn't see the clues, but they see the answers. They're like, no, all right, accent the other syllable type thing. It's pretty cool. And it's really funny if you're the coach, because you don't see the clues. You don't know what they're saying. But they'll say it really fast. And so I'm sitting there being the coach, and I'm like, yeah, okay, they said it right. That's it. But that would have them slow it down, and that is not at all what they're saying. It just sounds the same. But your eyes seeing the words make it a lot harder, because all you see is weaken, may, canoe, one.
So if you're looking at what it's supposed to be, you can hear, like, you hear it already.
Yeah. It's a lot easier that way.
So essentially, it's words that sound like other words, the party game.
Yes. And so that's perfect game for me.
Yeah, I can get into that. I like words that sound like other words.
That's a pretty cool game, though. And, like, you try to get three done, and then, like, the timer, and you get bonus points and stuff. It's pretty cool, though. We have fun with that one. These games are all going to be a part of a celebration that it took place yesterday, if you're listening to it when this comes out. But Sunday coming up for us when we're recording.
You're addressing the people of the future.
I might have mentioned before.
Yeah, future people.
That my two cousins and I all have birthdays in May. And so we usually have like a big May celebration birthday thing. Third game. We picked this one up after having played it when we were in October. Wait, when we were in Atlanta in October.
When you were in October, yes, when you were traveling through the months, vacationing, all the highlights. You stopped in May, August, October, and then finally just a couple of days in December.
Yeah. But I knew this game when it was older, and it was way less fun, and so I never wanted to ever play the updated version because the first version was way not fun. It is Balderdash.
Oh, yes, Balderdash. That is a Chris favorite. I've played that with Chris and company on multiple occasions.
Yeah, it is a fun game. It is a game where the point is to bluff and make other people think that your answer is the correct answer of all of the answers. So, like, the card is drawn. It could be, like, a name of a person. It could be a word to define. It could be some initials. It could be a movie. It could be a silly law. And you have to describe what it is or fill in the blank or any of those things, depending on what the topic is. And everyone does that, and the person that reads the card puts down the correct answer on a piece of paper, too. And that person shuffles them all up, reads them all out loud randomly, and people get to vote on what they think the correct answer is. Doesn't work so well with three people. Right. We've tried it with three.
I would imagine not.
Well, like, I played with Megan and my sister, and Balderdash then... It just wasn't good. So I know one of them isn't mine. So is it that one that sounds really complicated and long, or is it the nice basic one? It's the basic one. Yeah, but that's what it is.
Well, old Balderdash was just it was vocabulary. It was a vocabulary game, right?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Kind of obscure words, and then you had to write a definition for them, and then you had to pick which was the right definition, and then if somebody picked your written one, then you got a point. But like you said, yeah, the new one's cool because you switch it up. There's like a round that's vocabulary is the classic one. They've got one that's like weird laws, like in the state of Arkansas, it's illegal to do this on a Sunday, and then you write
sell alcohol.
You know, write your own. What? That's crazy. It's so wacky.
Yeah, it's fun with a big group. You have really boring answers because people will vote for it thinking it's right.
Yes, yeah. When we played it here, we were playing with about 7 or 8 people.
Ooh, yeah, there were a lot. Oh, like when we were there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were like three.
Yeah, the three of us and then
the two.
Chris and.
Yeah. Chris' wife.
5, 6, 7. There's like 8, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of us. It was nice. But this is a game I'm really looking forward to playing on yesterday, if you're hearing this when it came out.
I remember I was really tired and just gave up on my my definitions after a while. And all mine started out the same way. It's like, this movie is about a mild-mannered reporter who goes to do this and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben called me out.
I look forward to more of that sometime in October with anybody. It could be with them if they're available. It could be with Caitlin's guests that are visiting on the weekends.
Sure, yeah.
They're going to have
around. Balderdash.
Them, yeah, Balderdash is quite
wow.
The game. We tried playing it one time when Caitlin was on Skype with us. And the way we did that was we all texted our answers to one person separately. And then had to play it that way. Because, I mean, it'd be weird if... I mean, Caitlin can't really send us stuff if she's online. But that worked out pretty well.
Worked out well?
Yeah, well, I just had to go through my text randomly when it was my turn. And like, decide the order.
I'd like to Skype a Balderdash at one point.
Yes, we definitely have to do that. And one more game, and I'm done with this segment. The game is called Geek Out Pop Culture Edition.
Oh, no. I like my Geek Out classic, sir.
Have I talked about that one before? On the show?
Maybe. You might have mentioned it last time.
I can't. Well,
sounds familiar.
Geek Out and Geek Out Pop Culture Edition, or Pop Culture Party Edition, actually. Everyone is on their own. You could do teams if you felt like it, but you don't really need to. So a card is drawn, a die is rolled to see which one you do, and you will get topics like movies, television, books, music, or miscellaneous. This is Pop Culture Edition. And you'll get something like, hey, Brian, let's say it's your turn. Name 2 Coen Brothers films. Now, you bet on if you know 2 or how many you actually know.
Ben, we have wandered into my wheelhouse here. I will say I can name 10 Coen Brothers movies.
This was not planned. It was the first card I flipped over after our practice one earlier. Well, and then the person after him, if we were playing with more than just us, could be like, well, I think I know 11. And it can go around and around until someone finally, or enough people say pass, there's only one person left. So
you know 11?
I do not. I can probably name a couple. So I'm just pass, Brian. Name 10 Coen Brothers films, because you went way above what you needed to.
Oh, man. Ooh, 10's a lot, Ben. 10's a lot. Let's see. I would go with their first film, Blood Simple. It's very good. Also, Raising Arizona. Excellent. I highly recommend it. Miller's Crossing is another good one. Fargo. They won Best Picture for that one. Big Lebowski. Personal favorite of mine.
Good.
Then you've got No Country for Old Men, Intolerable Cruelty, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Great film. That was them.
I did not know that. I like that movie.
Them. The Lady Killers, starring Tom Hanks, doing the worst Southern accent I've ever heard.
Worse than Arlo?
Inside Llewyn Davis. I don't know. That's pretty close.
I thought you were going to say Inside Louis Anderson, and I don't know why I thought you were going to say that.
No. I have not seen the movie Inside Louis Anderson.
Now, is it like a documentary about what's going on with him, or did they shrink down and go inside him?
Yeah, like Magic School Bus style. Oh, no, like Miss Frizzle's like, oh... Let's see what's going on inside Louis Anderson. But I named 10. I skipped a couple. I really thought it through. I could have named a couple more, but those are 10 Coen Brothers movies.
Geek Out Regular Edition, which is just geek stuff, have topics like games, which counts board and
Burn
video.
After Reading.
Oh, I didn't know that was them either. There's games, superheroes, or I guess comics, sci-fi, fantasy, and miscellaneous. And so you could get one. Like, pick one of those 4 that aren't miscellaneous, Brian, for Geek Out Regular.
Comics.
Comics. 2 comic book characters whose names start with Z.
Uh, I guess two. I guess I can think of two.
I cannot. I will pass.
There is Zatman, Superman.
Oh, I don't think those are real people.
There is.
I know one.
Zathura and Zortana.
Are you making those up, or did you look some up?
No. What was the magic lady called?
Zatanna.
Zathura and Zatanna.
Who's Zathura?
DC magic people.
Not on my list. There's Zatara and Zatanna.
Okay. That's
I'm on a list
what
of DC comics that start with Z.
Yep, that's it. Those are the two.
There's like Xanadu. Zap Panda. One just named Z.
Yep. Nope. Wouldn't have come up with any of those.
Zelda.
Is there a Batman character that begins with a Z?
Mr. Zecko.
Oh, yes. Wait, we're talking about like lost characters now, right?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Zecko. Zecko. Let me Google Batman on this page. Zelda the Great is on the Batman TV series. Zep, a.k.a. Uncle Zep.
Old Uncle Zep.
Mr. Zero.
Uncle Zep. Mr. Zed. Here's me, Mr. Zed.
Zeta on Batman Beyond. Zowie. Oh, Zaz.
All right. I knew there was one.
Whoops. That was an easy one then. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's how those two games work. They're both pretty cool. And I think I'm done with my happy hour.
All right. Then I am going to take the opportunity to tell you that my happy hour pick is a recently released motion picture.
Oh, is it that movie that just came out?
It is a movie that just came out.
I was going to name one, but I can't remember. Pitch Perfect 2. That was your
favorite.
That's
it. Pitch Perfect 2.
You were hyping it up last episode.
The Bellas are back, and they're singing more than ever. I don't know.
Megan said it was good. David Cross was apparently in it.
Well, David Cross does a lot of things. David Cross is in those Alvin and the Chipmunks movies.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
David, love him. He's very funny. He will show up for a paycheck.
Yes, he will.
He will do a job to get paid like anyone else. But, I hear good things about both of those Pitch Perfect films. I haven't seen them. Maybe I will check it out at some point.
I've heard they're better than Glee.
Oh, good. Is that the bar? That's a pretty low bar. You could almost trip over that one.
Well, when it comes to comedy a cappella media.
Oh, yes. The
songs.
The up-and-coming comedy a cappella genre.
Well, wasn't there one that they tried? Was it called Smash or something?
I think that was more of a drama.
Oh, okay. Well, they're still trying an a cappella show or movie.
I think that was like a Broadway. Like they're putting on like a Broadway show.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I didn't see Smash, so
I just know it.
I can't
died.
Tell you for sure. Yes, it was not a hit. It was a Smash bomb. Whoa!
So what
my
was
happy
it
hour,
liked?
My happy hour is Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, I've heard about that. You mentioned it last week, where you said it was about advertising.
I think that was Mad Men.
I thought it was the same thing, but Mad Max was what it's like in Australia to be in advertising.
Right, yeah. It's the Australian adaptation of Mad Men.
Okay.
Yep, Max Men. Old Mad Men Fury Road. It's about, I was going to make a very specific joke about the plot of Mad Men and Mad Max Fury Road, but I know you haven't seen it yet. It's cool, though, man. It's a good, it's gorgeous. One of the best looking films I've ever seen. It's, it's kind of weird. I was hesitant to play into this because over the weekend it seemed like everyone was playing a game of like what superlative can we throw at Mad Max Fury Road, because it's just everyone is all over it. It's almost everyone has nothing but positive things to say. It has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
If you value that kind of thing, which I don't try to put too much into it, but it's great. It was so good. I was there opening night, like the first showing, and I was kind of blown away. So I had to go back last night to make sure, just to make sure it's as good as I thought.
Ooh.
It was. And it's really, really cool. It's, It's a really smart, big budget summer action movie that we don't see a lot of.
Cool. Does it matter that I haven't seen the previous ones?
No, it's a reboot, so it stands on its own.
I thought it was like a rebooty slash pre-sequel or something. Okay.
I mean, you just, all you have to know about it is that the character Mad Max
is mad.
Lost his family.
Oh.
And he's mad about it. He's going mad.
So is he like the Punisher? Where he goes,
I don't know a lot about
everyone who did it.
No, I don't know a lot about the Punisher. It plays. He seems like more of like a classic Western archetype, where he's kind of like this wandering stranger that goes from place to place and helps people out.
Okay, is he played by Mel Gibson?
Well, he's played by this generation's Mel Gibson, Tom Hardy.
So does that mean Tom Hardy's going to say anti-Semitic things in several years?
Who's to say he hasn't already? I don't know. I don't keep up with Tom Hardy. I mean, I know he played Bane. That's it. That's what I know about Tom Hardy.
Wasn't he in Inception that I haven't seen?
He is in Inception.
Oh, so I know two things, and he's supposed to be in something else. I don't know. I will check that out, though. It sounds – so it's like it's Fast and the Furious, but in the desert?
The editing is really fast. It's faster than I expected, but it's like a Western. It's like a Western, but with cars instead of horses.
Oh.
If that sounds interesting to you, I don't know. The thing that really drew me in was just the sheer spectacle of it, because it's mostly practical effects. It's very, like, CG is very, very limited. And like in the spots that they do use it, it's a little bit glaring. It's like, yeah, it's a little rough. But they do a lot of color correction. Like, that's something they do. But, like, the vehicles, like, you see these big groups of crazy vehicles. And the movie's almost a nonstop car chase in a lot of ways.
Oh, so it is like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But they actually built these giant crazy cars. And it's like, yeah, just put spikes on it. And this one's a car that's a tank.
Sounds cool.
It's pretty impressive. They spent a lot of time and money. And it really shows on the screen. I highly recommend it to our older listeners because it's rated R.
Oh, well, I thought older you meant like, if you're like in your 60s or 70s, go watch it.
No, but it does play, it's skewing older because I saw some data for opening weekend that suggested that something like 45% of the people that saw it opening weekend were 35 or older.
People who saw the first movie when it was in theaters.
Yeah, people that know what Mad Max is, I guess.
So how much is it like that popular video game Rage?
Rage? I played a little bit of Rage.
Rage. Bad.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
With a light gun, somehow.
Rage is pretty heavily Mad Max inspired. Just the look of it, the general style, everything feels cobbled together from whatever was found laying around.
That's what I like about Borderlands stuff sometimes, and what I didn't like about pre-sequel as much. It's all technology, space.
It's too polished.
Also,
it's like a Star Wars prequel problem.
Yeah, Star Wars.
No Star Wars.
But yeah, well, Mad Max sounds cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Did it have to have two words for mad in the title?
Well, you know, I mean, Mad Max, Fury Road. Fast and the Fury Road. And, you know, Charlize Theron's there. She plays Furiosa.
Oh, yes, she was in Arrested Development.
Yep, that's what she is best known for. You're right. Arrested Development's Charlize Theron.
That's the first thing I was able to recognize her from. Mm-hmm. And then I knew she was in Monster because of a joke in Arrested Development. And then after that, I'm sure she's in lots of good things.
Yeah. Prometheus. She's good in that. Check it out.
I'm not up to that one yet, but I'm going to. Mm-hmm. Someday.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't have a lot to say about Mad Max that hasn't already been said by plenty of other people. It's really cool. It's really impressive. It's George Miller wrote and directed it. He's the guy that wrote and directed the original trilogy.
Oh, that's
so cool. It's cool to see him, you know, be able to make another chapter, and he's 70 years old now. So
there were three?
Yeah. You have Mad Max, you have The Road Warrior, and Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh, I thought like the first one was Mad Max, The Road Warrior, and then two was the Thunderdome one.
No, no. The first one's called Mad Max. The second one was just called The Road Warrior.
Oh.
But then there's like a, I don't know for sure the history on it, but I think it was retitled in America like Mad Max 2 The Road Warrior because people, like some executives, like, if it doesn't say Mad Max on the box, people won't know that it's the same thing as this thing.
Okay.
Which is fair.
Yeah, that's pretty true. It sounds like it's getting Rambo syndrome almost.
But everybody, go check it out. Go see it five times. Make sure it makes $1 billion so they make another one.
I think next weekend or the weekend after, we might actually be seeing Poltergeist, see if that's any good.
Oh, yeah, trailer looks. I'm not really into the genre that much, but it looks pretty cool.
I like horror. Scares. I don't usually watch ghost horror. Usually I watch human or supernatural human horror, like slashers,
yes.
Mostly that kind of stuff. But then it'd be gory. But yeah, stuff like that, thrillers, those are good. But Mad Max sounds cool. I will check it out next time I'm able.
Mm-hmm. Very good then.
I guess board games and Max.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Mad Max the board game. Coming soon to stores near you.
Mad Max 2 to the Max. With a sequel to this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's that... I was already kind of excited about it, but there's that Mad Max video game coming out in September.
Oh, yeah.
That looks pretty cool. So I'm more hyped for that than I was before.
Oh, yeah. It looked good, and I had never seen any of the movies before. It looks kind of like maybe some Arkham-type fighting and then, mm-hmm. like, driving and stuff. It looks fun.
Well, you know, not to be too cynical about the process of making video games, but... It seems to be, it's a Warner Brothers game, and it seems to be them doing the kind of thing they do. It's like, okay, just take a license. Is it Batman? Is it Lord of the Rings? And it's this kind of open world game where you do things. It's very, they're all pretty similar, but I'm willing to give them a pass based on my love of the franchise. It's like, well, I really like Batman, so whatever, it's fine. I'll play this Batman game.
See, that's... Like, I don't mind that the games are similar still because I'm still enjoying them. Like, a lot of people, like, are being all angry at Ubisoft because, like, oh, all the games have you do this thing and do that thing. Like, no matter what title it is, you do all the same stuff.
Always climb a tower and look around.
Yeah, and I'm always thinking, well, you know, I'm having fun climbing that tower. I think it's kind of cool that I can just do that in this title, in this title. I don't have to worry about a great deal of stats and min-maxing any characters or anything. Just like it's fun, just nice fun. Anyway,
yeah, no. If you're into that kind of thing, you've got plenty on your plate. There are a lot of games like that.
I played them all.
yes, I played them all.
Next up, all right. Pummer Patrol.
Yep. Let's first take a quick break, and we'll pick up in the Bummer Patrol.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Hey guys, welcome to the Bummer Patrol. Oh yeah, let's talk about the thing that's got us feeling down for the week. Ben, what's your Bummer Patrol, man?
Brian, my Bummer Patrol this week is those people at concerts who want to film the entire thing.
like professional.
Yeah, professional cameramen with their professional equipment filming a concert for a DVD.
Yeah, yeah, like concert movies. You're like, ah, I paid money to see this live. You shouldn't be able to pay $8 to see it in a theater. Oh, those bogus.
People. Well, no, it wasn't that. It was, okay, so yesterday, which is Tuesday for me, but it's last Tuesday, May the 19th, for you guys listening in the future. Mm-hmm. I went with Megan and Caitlin to see Weird Al in concert on his Mandatory Fun Tour, which I think it's called Mandatory Tour.
Mandatory Tour?
It was his first leg of the tour that wasn't multiple nights in Vegas.
Yes.
That's how we started up. So I feel like we were the first one. Vegas doesn't count because what happens there stays there. So it didn't actually happen because it was there. So we were the first part of the tour, Tulsa, which I always dislike having to drive to Tulsa or ride in the car if Ming is driving because, oh my God. All right, maybe multiple parts of this trip with the Bumper Patrol because the roads, I know I've talked about it before, but we hit a pothole so hard we thought something was scraping underneath the car at one point. We got kind of worried that there was a flat a couple times because there were just huge potholes in the highway. And it's especially annoying because on the way to Tulsa, we passed two toll booths we have to pay for. Isn't that money supposed to go to roads?
Yeah, it should be maintaining the roads. That was, I don't know. I don't know how toll booths work, Ben. I'm a simple Georgia resident. I don't know if we have toll roads here. I've never seen one.
Yeah, on our trip down there, we don't pass any until Orlando, I think.
Ah, yes. So
that's pretty nice. Well, so the roads were terrible. We got there, we were trying to park, and then we were circling around trying to find the right spot. We saw some guy saying $10 parking here, and I was thinking, wait a second, I know that's not good. Because when we were in Atlanta, was it your cousin that warned us?
Oh, I can't remember. Well, one of them.
Someone warned us about those people who probably just like, yeah, hey, here's some money, park here, all right, bye.
And your they just set up.
Yeah, they set it up. They wear reflective vest and have a.
It seems like it seems like a Chris cautionary tale.
Yeah,
like
so
he got taken. He got taken once on a parking scam.
So we didn't do that. Instead, we just circled the block a little bit further, and there was street parking right there. Okay. Nobody was there. It was free.
Nice.
So that was nice. So outside last year, they have the name of the person who's going to be there, Weird Al Yankovic. Last year, they got the I and the E backwards, so it was like Wired Al Yankovic.
It's unfortunate. It's a common misspelling, though. I've been guilty of it before.
It is, but if you're a professional person about to have that celebrity in your theater doing a big concert, you should probably at least try to get that right.
Sure, yeah. You want to run it by a spell check or something.
That's also the easiest word, I guess Al's easier. It's the second easiest word of Weird Al Yankovic. So you think we get that one right. Well, this year, I'm hoping it was just the wind, but there was no why. It was just Weird Al Yankovic.
That has to be, yeah, there's no way somebody thought that was it. It's like, yeah, Weird Al Yankovic.
So I'm hoping it was the why. But on our way out, we saw a board inside that listed off all of the upcoming concert or people that are going to appear in the Brady Theater. And they had weird spelled wrong on that.
Yeah, yeah, well, it happens, Ben. You should have fixed it. You should be like a...
Well, it was
like
on the way out.
You're the vigilante who just... fixes misspellings on signs and such.
Ooh, I could. Well, Weird Al's kind of done that in a few of his videos with the
spell check.
The 15 items or fewer.
Oh yeah, I love that. Less.
Mm. Yeah, like so he kind of already does that. He should have just gone up and if he saw it himself in the theater, just switched it around. Or maybe he did it. Maybe he did it on purpose and switched it back to bad.
Oh yeah, that's a terrible, terrible word crime.
Well, we sat down, got nice little seats, a little bit off center so you can like see at an angle, and like Megan got to be on the aisle.
Oh, aisle so good. I love the aisle.
The seats are disturbingly small. And I don't know. That wasn't a big deal. That's always there. I'm not going to spoil some of the stuff he does. I'll say he does some new stuff.
Yeah, because I'm going in a month.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not going to spoil you on that. But I mean, so obvious things. He does more of his newer songs since the album is out now.
What? He plays music? Ben, I didn't know he was going to be playing music. He spoiled it for me, man.
Sorry. He played some of his older stuff. some classics where he gets to wear his costumes that he always wears every year.
Yeah, they do some deep cuts.
Yeah.
Oh, how deep did they go? Are we talking like original debut album?
There is one of those in there.
Oh man, is it? Oh, I hope it's I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead. Don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
Well, yeah, he does. I think there was one part where he ran through some songs really fast. Like he would do parts of each song. That thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like a medley of his songs.
Yeah. And some of them were older ones I think might have been voted on whenever he was asking people to vote in.
Okay.
That was cool. Nice. And then he had one big one that I think was the old one.
All right.
They had new clips. He always has clips in between his shows of other TV shows or movies he was mentioned in, or some of his own clips. He has a bunch of new ones of those that have occurred.
Cool. They still show a lot of UHF clips.
Not as many. There were, okay. I think they showed Gandhi and maybe a couple other ones.
Wheel of Fish. Wheel of Fish has to be on there this time. No Wheel of Fish. No. Ah.
But they had the video I didn't know existed, the Whiplash parody thing that he was in.
Oh, yeah, it's really funny. Yeah.
That was in there. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know he was in Whiplash then. I thought it was hilarious, though.
Yeah, it's great. Have you seen Whiplash?
I have not, but J.K. Simmons is way more ripped than I thought he was.
Oh, Whiplash is cool. It's a cool movie, man.
They did a bunch of that kind of stuff. Of course, they showed the trailer for the fake biopic Weird.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the Al Yankovic story starring Aaron Paul.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Paul, Olivia Wilde, Gary Cole.
Patton Oswalt as Dr. Demento. By taking the lyrics and making them about food, you change the industry forever. Great. Perfect. Perfect choice for Dr. Demento.
Yeah. So all that stuff was good. Okay, so last time.
So this has been a very upbeat Bummer Patrol, Ben.
Yes, it has.
When it comes time for podcast job evaluations, I'm going to be like, well, the Bummer Patrol's really been not negative enough for my taste. See, too much positivity in the Bummer Patrol.
They already tried firing me once, and you saw what happened. I mean, I didn't do it, but you saw happened.
Yeah, that's true.
No, well, I started off with the Oklahoma Roads anyway, so that was pretty bummy. Well, okay, I just wanted to get the concert part out of the way. So, yeah, last year, or I guess a year and a half ago, there were guys in the front, very front center row, that decided to stand up the entire time and, just woo and cheer, almost the entire time at least. That was really bad. This time, there's a guy a few rows back who had a phone on what I assume was one of the selfie sticks. It was up against the ground, filming the entire show above people's heads. Mm. But not far enough above, just right. That's probably in the guys behind them view.
Just in people's way.
Yeah. I'm okay with filming small portions or getting a picture throughout the show, especially if you don't have it over your head. Caitlin got some cool pictures every time he had a cool costume change. She would get a cool picture. She had a really cool one from Word Crimes, I think. Megan recorded part of the Yoda chant, but she had it at her eye level, not blocking anyone's view but her own.
Mm. Yoda chant's great. Love it.
And there is a new part for the Yoda chant. Now that's a new tour.
Cool.
But this one guy, the entire show, had this phone on a stick, filmed it all the way through. And when he got lower on the stage, Al, he would stand up and raise the stick even higher in the air to make sure it could catch him sitting on the or laying on the ground doing part of a song. When he went through the audience and during his Wanna Be Your Lover song, he would swing the stick around and jump up and try to lean the stick out over people to try to get a better view of what's going on. He probably got a better view than the camera guy did, because if you've ever been to one of his concerts before, whenever he does Wanna Be Your Lover, he goes through the audience and gets in the girls' faces singing parts of the song to him.
That's true.
There's usually a camera guy who's nearby who films the reactions and what he does. Well, this time I was looking up the screen so I could see, because, of course, everyone's standing up trying to see what's going on over there. Well, up on the big screen, all I could see was some piece of electronic equipment. And I could see the camera guy was standing in the aisle next to us, but he was filming nothing. I guess he wasn't really paying attention or something. And eventually, after about 30 seconds, they just faded back to default background, and the guy walked away.
Ah.
That was kind of sad, too. I don't know what was going on. But, yeah. That guy, or anytime anyone films for long periods of time, has their cameras way up high. Especially if your phone brightness is up really all the way.
Oh, yeah. Very inconsiderate. Very uncool.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to pull it out, at least have it on dim so it's not just blinding.
And what's he doing with this video anyway? Is he just uploading it to YouTube?
Probably.
Is he gonna like watch it later that night? Like, remember when I was at that concert earlier?
It could be. Maybe he has a sick relative whose last wish it is to see a Weird Al concert, and they're too sick to go.
His last wish was for him to go ruin a Weird Al concert.
Well, luckily they weren't actually in my way. I couldn't really see the bassist very well. I forgot his name.
Oh man, is that West?
No, that's the. I think it's the other guitarist. Guy. Yeah, he's a lead guitarist, and I know Bermuda Schwartz is a drummer.
Ruben.
It might be. I like the keyboardist, though. He's pretty funny. But anyway, that was all pretty good. And most of that actually was actually happy. But that guy was annoying the entire show.
Yeah. He should have done something, Ben. You could have stepped up. You would have been a real everyday hero.
He was a little too far away for me to get to, though. I would have had to cross too far.
Okay.
But there's one other thing. So you know how the bass can make your chest vibrate?
Yes, I'm very aware.
I used to be okay with that. Last time I went to the show, it was fine. But since December of 2013, which is like 2 months after we went, I've had this issue where I always feel like I have to burp after eating everything, and it's terrible. Well, we had Taco Bell in the car, and I got some – well, I already have a problem where I can't really burp, so it's just uncomfortable most of the time. Well, the bass from the speakers were vibrating my chest so much I was having trouble breathing because I could not get any burps out for half the show.
Man, that's intense.
That wasn't really his fault or their fault. That was just an unfortunate thing that made large parts of the show uncomfortable for me, but not like mentally uncomfortable. But
okay. You still had a good time.
Yeah, I did. It's mostly just that guy that was annoying. That guy.
That does sound harsh. That guy.
Well, yeah, but that's about it. What is it that you were bummed about?
I want to talk more about Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
The knife crime capital of the world.
Oh, yes. You told me that, I think, 4 or 5 years ago when I was at my first Weird Al concert, mm-hmm. when we were standing outside, and you informed us.
Don't know if it's true, but I'd like to throw it out there.
It might be.
Sounds true.
Oh, yeah. As we came back on the potholy road, there was like torrential rainfall almost the entire way.
Oh, man. So it was a rough ride back.
Yes, and we kept getting phone warnings telling us about flooding in the area. We're like, yeah, we know that the ground is flooding, and rain was going really so hard, Megan could hardly see, even with the brights on and everything. It was crazy.
Well, but you pulled through, you made it back, you experienced the show. So, my Bummer Patrol.
Yeah.
My Bummer Patrol this week is dreams.
Dreams.
I don't like them. They're inefficient. Get rid of them.
What? How?
I mean, we're talking. Okay, now, just to be clear, I'm talking about, like, when you go to sleep at night, like, the your brain activity, like, actual dreams, not, like, your goals in life. Those are fine. You can have those. In fact, I encourage it. Everybody go out, you know, have write down your dreams, make it happen. But when it comes to sleeping, I find dreams, man, they're awful. I feel like they're exhausting. I'll wake up from a dream, I'm like, oh, I'm still tired. That dream really took it out of me.
I think that has to do with the sleep, though. It's because the time when you were dreaming is the time when it is least beneficial for you to wake up.
Ah, okay.
So wake up during dream time. That's also when you remember it best, if you wake up during it. So you're still having them. If you wake up at the other times, you don't know you're having them.
Well, maybe I'd be better. I'd feel okay about dreams if I could just get some better writers in. Just improve my dream quality.
What's wrong with your dreams?
Here's a dream I had once. Here's how it usually goes, and I'll keep it brief because I realize one of the worst things in the world is somebody telling you about a dream they had. It's just completely nonsensical. You can't really get across that state. But okay. Here it is. Let me paint you a mind picture, Ben.
Yeah, I love those mind pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I walk into this building. And everyone I know is there, and they're dressed up, and they're crying. Everyone's really sad. It's a funeral home.
Aww.
I'm like, oh man, what's going on? Somebody died. This is terrible. So I'm going through the crowd, getting through, you know, like, oh, there's, you know, it's my cousins, my friends. They're okay. I get up to the casket. It's like, oh, what, who died? I look down. It's me. I'm in the coffin, Ben. And then I wake up and I'm mad. I'm like, really? Okay, come on, Dream. I know I'm afraid of death. That's like the most hackneyed dream. Ah, I just remember being upset. Like, stupid dreams, dumb.
Your brain needs better writers than I guess.
I know. My brain's dumb and I hate it, Ben. That's my bummer for sure. Let's get some better dreams in there. I also have had the a bad television plot, the dream where I realize I'm in a dream and I wake up. I'm like, oh, what a terrible dream. But that's still a dream.
Whoa.
And then that happened like 5 times where I'm like, well, at least it's over now. Wait a minute. I shouldn't be on a cruise ship. Oh, I'm still dreaming.
And you need to stop watching TV and movies. Like, all of your dreams so far just seem like the most generic things that are dreams.
I know, right? Maybe that's it. Maybe I've consumed so much television and movies. It's like, that's how dreams work, right?
Yeah, that's what your brain thinks now. I knew one person who had the most outlandish dreams. None of it ever made any sense to anyone. I don't know why he would dream the things he did. It was weird.
I don't know. See, like my dreams seem like the worst parts of Mad Men, where it's like, it's a little on the nose.
Oh, Mad Men. That's gone now. It died.
Yes, rest in peace, Mad Men.
Just like all the characters did.
I got up to the coffin. I looked down, and it was Mad Men. The body of Mad Men.
The whole entire cast and creators of the show were all in that casket together.
Yep, every character, which is impressive because it was quite a cast.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, dreams. Let's scientists get on that. I just want to opt out. Let me opt out of dreams moving forward. Some kind of anti-dreaming machine would be great.
I think the best thing to do is to figure out what your sleep cycle is, and then just schedule yourself to never wake up during the dreams.
Sounds like a lot of work, Ben. I'm not some kind of sleep scientist over here.
Well, you just like, oh, I slept this long and I woke up during a dream. Better sleep a different amount of time.
Well, you know, I have very little control over the amount of sleep I get.
Do you, Brian?
I have sleep problems, too. Oh, it's probably not, you know, maybe that's another Bummer Patrol in the future.
Yeah.
I remember after, and if I told the story before on the podcast, forgive me. Like, after I was in Arkansas for your wedding for most of a week, we played just a ton of board games, nonstop board games all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I was spinning numbers, rolling die, and picking up cards. And then for, 3 or 4 days when I got back, I had, like, board game PTSD because I would wake up in the middle of the night, sit up, like look around, like looking for dice.
What?
It's like, it's my turn.
No, that doesn't even make sense.
That it actually happened.
No,
I would wake up and I would think I was in the middle of a board game. Like, I gotta, I gotta move. And I'd look around my dark room and like vague shapes. It's like, that chair over there kind of looks like Ben. It must be his chair. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, this is okay. All right, let me go back
to
sleep.
That might be because
now,
a lot of the time when you played the board games, you were half asleep. So
that's true.
I was still carrying on. We're like, Brian, wake up. It's your turn.
No, yeah, that last bit there, that last run.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The bachelor party up to the wedding. After the wedding, after reception, up to me flying home, there was like a 48-hour period of time where I slept for like 3 hours.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like I was losing my mind.
Remember, I was so tired, I was not able to go with you, because if I had gone in the car, I would have fallen asleep the whole way there.
Yes.
That was a crazy time.
It was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's enough reminiscing about dreams.
Yes. Yes. Dreams. They're the worst. So let's move forward to our next segment, Jumping Jack Flashback. Jumping Jack
Flash, it's a gas, gas, gas. We have to go back!
All right, so here we are in Jumping Jack Flashback. We are going to reminisce about stories from our shady past.
Shady?
Let's let's illuminate like another chapter in the Ben and Brian story. So people are like, it adds more depth. I wondered why they were always talking about Taco Bell, but now that I know that Brian's great grandfather started Taco Bell, it makes more sense.
Ooh, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, Ben, I come from Taco Bell money.
Is that what your last name is, Tidbell?
Yeah. You cracked the code. I'm surprised it took this long.
It's like the Liberty Bell, which is cracked.
Yes. It. Yeah. This is also a true fact.
Know.
Yes.
It is.
Philadelphia. Ben Franklin. Turkey
treasure.
Is the national bird. Yes, there's a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh. So, stories.
I like those movies.
How many stories do you
have? Oh, yeah, okay. I have one.
I will do one of mine first because I have two, so I can sandwich.
Okay.
The story happy
so,
sandwich.
So, just, yes, please, Ben, entertain us with stories of Ben's past.
Well, there was...
Ben's of future past.
There was this time I was in elementary school that one time. And I was trying.
So you were a student, or were you just hanging out in an elementary school?
It was just the other week. I was just hanging out in elementary school. They had to escort me out because it looked creepy.
Okay, sure.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the beard doesn't help.
No, that's not what happened.
I don't think teachers are allowed to have beards.
At least
in elementary schools.
I've seen some bearded teachers, I think.
In elementary school? Seems frowned upon.
I feel like I have. Well, I saw a lot more women, so I saw fewer beards because of it. But there were
so you didn't have
guys.
Like a bearded woman as a teacher?
No bearded women for teachers.
Actually, you're right. Now that I think about it, I am struggling to think of any male elementary school teachers I had. Is that weird? Is that
I had one in sixth grade.
Is that common?
It was awesome. But
was that middle school? Is that still?
Oh well, not here. It's K to six. Then we don't have middle. We have junior and high, not middle and whatever after middle.
Oh. Oh, wait, so you got K to 6, and then...
7 to 9.
7 to 9? Where's 8? Like, 8 is off in its own thing.
7 to 9.
Oh, I thought it was 7
oh,
to
no.
9. Like, you do 7th grade,
oh.
And then you have to, like, go down the road to the 8th grade school, which is just like an empty Big Lots.
Oh, no. Yes, K to 6, 7 to 9, then 10 to 12 for different schools.
Oh, okay. Did not know. We're K to 5 and then middle school.
Oh.
6, 7, 8 and then yeah. Okay.
I've heard it both ways. I didn't know why people decide to do different ways. Well, so I was in elementary school. I'm talking about bearded teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I was in elementary
yes,
school.
Yes, bearded teachers. I didn't see that was like the watershed moment. Like it blew my mind first day of middle school. I'm like, they're men teachers here. Apparently, men can be teachers now. We've come a long way, guys. Congratulations.
And
we did it.
They're often mustachioed, in my experience.
You're right. Most male teachers in my school career were mustachioed, as you said.
That is weird.
Huh.
Get on the case of that.
I wonder, is that like an orientation thing? It's like, all right, well, here's your curriculum. Teacher's lounge is over here. You have to grow a mustache by Monday.
That's how they
can't let
you
teach here unless you have a mustache.
You gain the students' respect
yeah, that's how,
with a mustache.
That's how they know you're an authority figure because you have a mustache. Nothing, you know, demands more respect than a mustache, Ben.
It's true.
It's the power move of facial hair.
It is true.
I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe mutton chops. I respect a man with good mutton chops.
It depends if it goes with the beard. I might not respect a man with just mutton chops. And no hair on top. Just only mutton chops.
Yeah, just mutton chops?
Yeah.
It's a good look, yeah.
That'd be a cool band name.
Just mutton chops.
Yeah, just mutton chops. And I mean, they all have their uniform already, or their not uniform, their face uniform, like Kiss.
Yeah, their face uniform. Yeah, that's
I can't remember the word for
that's
it.
That's the nomenclature.
Their look, I guess, is a much easier word than face uniform.
It's like a gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of.
It's their hook.
Let's start that band. Or hey, someone Photoshop us in a band with just mutton chops.
Just mutton chops, starting their world tour this summer.
Photoshop challenge. Anyway, I still haven't gotten to my story. We got distracted about teachers.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to derail you.
You're telling fun, just teacher stuff. All right. Well, I was in, I think, fifth grade, maybe fourth grade. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It was a science fair project, and I wanted to make crystals. And so I made...
I think in most parts of the country they call them White Castle hamburgers, Ben, but here in the South we do call them crystals.
I don't even know what White Castle is.
It's a miniature hamburger.
I don't have those.
Or a slider. Really? You don't have White Castle or crystals?
I don't know either of those things.
Next time you're in town, I'm taking you to crystals. I know you hate hamburgers, but Ben, you have to believe me. You have to believe me. These are the worst hamburgers. Oh. They're not good, and you have to try them. They're very small. They're very small, and they're square.
That way I can try one probably pretty easily. I can try one because they're small, and I won't feel like I wasted anything.
And it's just mostly onions, mustard, and pickles.
Oh, can I take all that stuff off?
No, it's mandatory. You cannot.
Oh, pass. So I was making crystals.
Sorry. Crystals. Mm-hmm. Not the hamburgers.
Not the hamburgers. And I made them of different colors and out of different types of mineral or just different things you make crystals out of. I made one out of like sugar. And it was pretty much rock candy. And it was delicious. And I made one out of, I think it might have been Epsom salt. It was either that or it was some laxative thing. Some kind of crystal laxative. I made that into a crystal to show like what the different structures would make when they were full crystals. Well, and I brought it to class after that, all that stuff was over. Cause I shared like the nice, delicious sugar crystals with the class because it tasted really good. It was pretty much flavored rock candy. Mm-hmm. And then one of my friends decided he wanted to try the other kind of crystal. And I warned him that he would make him have bathroom problems if he ate it. He's like, no, it's fine. So he just like took a really big lick of it. And it's like, oh, that tasted weird. Oh, well. And the next day he was gone from school sick.
And you never saw that kid again.
From what we heard, he did have stomach problems. And it was probably the crystal I told him not to lick.
Okay.
But yeah.
Moral of the story, don't lick crystals.
So I made a kid poop all day when I was in elementary school.
Ah, and now you know the rest of the story.
I'm sure people were dying
that
to
kid...
know that whole story.
Yep.
That kid was your mother. How I met
And that's how I met your mother, kids. And made her violently ill.
And her
from
laxatives.
Licking a crystal? That show really fell apart there at the end. I didn't follow. The whole crystal subplot was weird.
Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so you can tell your story, and I'll do my second one later.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Let me set the table on this. And again, I hope I haven't told the story before on the podcast. I know that I have said that exact sentence on this podcast just a few minutes ago, so I apologize for that. So I apologize for being over-apologetic.
Yeah. Well, that kind of doesn't really work either because you're still apologizing.
Oh, well. Dough. All right. Well, if I, if this did make it on the show, it was from like 5 years ago. So, this is the story of the first time I met Ben.
What?
Yes. So back in the day, I hosted a semi-popular podcast with my uncle.
You got
Chris.
Into a magazine.
He was on episode. He was in a episode of this. Yes, there was a magazine involved called Lost Unlocked. It's a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it, and it was great. It's how I met a lot of great people.
It was awesome.
I'm assuming anybody listening knows that part of the story.
Probably.
I'm really going out of my way to reset it for people, like the non-existent first-time listener.
Lost Unlocked was good.
But Chris and I hosted the show for many years, and then... Oh, thank you, thank you. I wasn't fishing for that, but I'll take it anytime. we hosted the show for many years and met a lot of cool people. Ben was one of the most legendary of contributors, as we called them. And after the show ended, I got Ben hit us up, and this is all the events as remembered by me. So it doesn't actually reflect the reality. This is my reality I'm sharing with you guys.
Ooh,
so
I like hearing some your
of this,
reality.
Some of these details might be a little spotty, but Ben hit me up. He's like, "Oh yes, my girlfriend Megan and I are going to Florida for vacation. We should hang out on the way." I'm like, okay, cool. So I told Chris, and we planned this whole thing out. And I remember wanting to back out at the last minute. And Chris had to talk me through it. I'm like, oh, Chris, it's a bad idea. This is terrible, man. This is awful. What if he doesn't like us? What if we don't like him? This is gonna be a disaster. he's like, no, calm down. I've met internet people before. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
He did?
Yeah, he had a friend that he met online.
Oh.
Back in like the 90s, back in the early days of the internet.
Who catfished him.
The story of how Chris got catfished isn't my story to tell, but maybe we can have him back at some point.
Yeah.
No, but I actually met the guy that Chris met online. He was a cool guy.
Oh, cool.
And he was not a catfish.
Oh, he was a human?
He was a human, yeah.
Ooh, plot twist.
So Chris, you know, he's like, it's cool, don't worry about it. And okay, what are we going to do? Because Chris liked to tell the story about how when he met his first friend from the internet, came to Georgia, like they went to a picnic at Stone Mountain, and Chris printed this custom label for a can of deviled ham, but he printed it, and it said possum spread. So he pulled it out like, oh, yes, we all eat possum spread down here, and some eating sandwiches. And I always really admired that story. I'm like, that's a great story, Chris. It's really fun and memorable. It's so cool. We need to do something like that. And I believe it was Chris's idea where he said, like, okay, well, we do this podcast. Let's just record a special podcast just for him, just for the one person that's actually coming to town, Molten Panther Unlocked. It's a one-time special event. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll do that. So the day before Ben and Megan get to town, we record this podcast and burn it on a disc. And I think we're going to give it to him as a parting gift. Like, oh, here's a little something for the road. Enjoy. So we they get here the next day. We meet up. It's great. We play mini golf and have dinner at an Italian restaurant. And then we're on our way to play. We're on our way to play mini golf after that. And we pull up and it's raining. It's like, well, we can't play mini golf. We need to wait for the rain to die down. In an unplanned move to kill time, Chris pulls out the CD. He's like, all right, guys, hey, check this out. And he pops the podcast in, and it was one of the worst things to ever happen to me. It was nerve-wracking because I say dumb things into a microphone and put it on the internet, and I think, well, people might listen to it, and maybe they'll like it, or maybe they won't. But actually being there with like the live feedback, hearing like the jokes we were making, I still wake up and have like flashbacks, like I thought I was still in the car listening to the podcast.
Well, you do have sleep problems.
That's true, and that's part of it. That's the secret origin of my sleep problems.
Now, from my half of this, what happened when I discovered Lost Unlocked, I didn't have internet, we had internet, but it was like dial-up. It took forever to download any kind of podcast, but I knew they existed and really wanted to listen to some about Lost. It was at my grandparents' house, and they had cable internet, which is way faster than our dial-up. So I downloaded one of like five or six different podcasts, and I would listen to that. And then I left there, and I would just listen to that episode of each one over and over and over. And I was like, of all of these, I think that Lost Unlocked is probably my favorite. And then eventually we got better internet, and then a bunch of stuff happened, and there was befriending throughout when I was the best contributor, apparently. That was the best one. Not legendary. I'm claiming myself as the best.
Hey, whoa. You were a top-tier contributor. We're not playing.
I was the best.
One of the four best contributors.
And probably number one. Anyway. No, that's not true anyway. We decided to go to Disney World. And like, we could drive like 18 hours. Or we could drive a lot less than that. Spend a night and then drive further. Oh, what a coincidence. About halfway past is right where Chris and Brian are. And so, yeah, we just drove and showed up and asked you guys if we could. And then went flash forward to the car part. Well, before Chris got it out, he locked the doors. He's like, I have something for you.
Yeah, I forgot door about lock. That. I forgot he locked the doors.
I'm like, oh, no. What does he have for us? I'm scared. Oh, it was just the CD of the podcast, luckily. I listened to the whole thing, and I would respond sometimes. And what I would respond with was something that you guys would say right afterwards. And I was like, oh, it is just like when I listen to it. It's like talking to a person by myself.
Except those people are sitting right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that made it a little bit weirder.
I don't know if you still have the CD. I don't recall how long it was, but in my memory, it was like 2 hours long. We sat there for 2 hours listening to the podcast, and I was nervously like, I hope this joke plays. And this seemed like pity laughter, but I'll take it. I'm not above it.
Oh,
I'll take
it
the pity
was
laughter.
Not. No, we do still have it, but I'm not sure where it is, and it's been bothering me. I want to know where it is so I can listen to it next October. We'll somehow get you and Chris in a car and listen to that same one again.
that would be pretty funny.
But yeah, that's not my story. Sorry, I got in the middle of your story.
I appreciate the added perspective. It gives it more depth.
So is there more, or should I do my second?
No, it's the story of like me having to listen to somebody listening to a podcast I was on is. It's tragic. I don't recommend it, guys. If you could avoid it, don't be in the room as somebody's listening to a podcast you recorded. It's very uncomfortable.
It is.
At least.
I used to listen to every single podcast after I edited to make sure they sounded good, but that got too much for me to listen to, having to hear an entire podcast I just edited again.
And she wasn't there, so she was like the stand-in for the audience.
Yeah,
like you turn to her, like is that pretty? You get like you get the call back? Does that work? Is that
like, oh no, she looks bored.
I gotta trim this part of the podcast. That's why the podcast just didn't exist for over a year. Just none of them made it. It's like we hit a real dry spell there.
None of them were perfect enough to send out to the world. But then later on, when on our way back, didn't we record another podcast? Well, I mean, we recorded one all four together.
Oh, yeah, then we did all hang out and record a podcast. That was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed that. Because none of us had to listen to it at the same time. We just recorded it. Mm-hmm. Well, my other story is the time I was accidentally in a play. So.
Oh, man, accidentally in a play. Yes. Were you cast in a play without your own knowledge? Like, you didn't know you were in a play? Is this like a Truman Show situation?
No, it is a little bit like that first thing you said. All right, so I was in a couple like church plays when I was in elementary school, but it wasn't really a big thing. I just kind of did it because I don't remember why. I just did. I'm not outgoing or anything, so it's not really my thing to just be up on a stage in front of a bunch of people. Well,
that's fair.
One of my friends, like my best friend in high school, he was in drama, and he was trying out to be in one of the plays that I cannot remember the name of right now, but it's one of those Shakespeare's.
Annie Get Your Gun, the Shakespeare classic.
No, I don't think that's what it was called. I am currently stalling while I Google it.
Othello. I call it Reversi.
It's not
my favorite.
Not Reversi. It's Go. No, Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, right. Taming of the Shrew. Yes, that was modernized as the motion picture Die Hard. A lot of people don't know that. That's the modern telling of Taming of the Shrew.
I thought it was The Dark Knight.
Oh, well, maybe that.
Heath Ledger wasn't.
Maybe I made all this up.
So I know it has to be The Dark Knight or Brokeback Mountain. I know he's in two things.
10 Things I Hate About the Dark Knight.
So he wanted to be in that play, and he needed someone to read with him for the part he was preparing for. So he was like, hey, Ben, can you do this for me? I'm like, yeah, sure, absolutely. I'll read from this thing and go through it. So I did that. I think he got the part he wanted. We found out like a week later, and he was like, oh, Devin's like, oh, come here, look at this. And I looked at it, and my name was on there. And I was like, okay, I was not going for any roles, but I'm on the list, and I don't want to... You know the thing that Caitlin and I have with eating food because it's polite?
Yes, yeah.
I didn't want to go and dispute it and be like, I don't think I'm supposed to be in this. This was a mistake. So I was like, I guess I'll just do this then so I don't have to upset anything. I was player number one. That was my...
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not like I was even trying to act, though. So I'm not really surprised I got such a tiny role. But I'm, you know, as everyone knows, I'm an amazing actor.
Yes, you're a world-class thespian.
I'm actually acting right now. I am a popular celebrity that you've heard of before playing the role of Ben.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, no, don't say that one.
What?
No.
Are you not a Keanu fan?
I do not want to be. No. Anyway, well, I had one line.
Check out John. Check out John Wick. It'll change your mind on the whole Keanu Reeves thing.
I want to believe you, but it's hard to believe you about that. Well, okay. I had one line, which I like to say is actually half a line because it's Shakespeare and my line is only 5 syllables. So it's pretty much half a line. It was, "We thank your honor." That's it.
"We thank your honor."
I got up on stage with two other people who were also supposed to be player number 2 and 3. They didn't have lines. We show up because I think the play has a play within a play thing that we were supposed to be doing, or I don't know.
Oh,
and I thank the king or the prince or something. And then we go off stage. I had to wear tights. I had to wear like eye makeup. It was the worst.
Sounds fun.
It was the worst. It wasn't even on purpose. When they're like, "All right, Ben, you're trying to get makeup." I was thinking, "Wait, no. I didn't even sign up. I really literally did not sign up for this."
I know you hear this a lot, but I actually did not sign up to be in a play. I'm here against my will.
But yeah, so I was accidentally in a play. I think we had 2 or 3 different like showings we had to do that for too.
I would like to hear more stories of Ben reluctantly being forced in these kind of situations.
There have probably been
like, several. Yes, the time I went into space, you know, it was an error in some paperwork. It was supposed to be another Ben Cobb, but they thought it was me, and I didn't want to inconvenience them, so I went to space.
That could almost happen, except how much I dislike space, and also dislike vomiting. That would probably not happen at all.
You're not a vomit enthusiast?
I am not. I don't know even what that word is. Pukeaholic? Is that it?
Maybe. No, that's... A pukeaholic is somebody that just can't get enough pukeahol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always bothering me about chocoholic. It's not called chocoholic. You're maybe a chocolatic. Chocophiliac.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Chocolatist. I don't know. It's not chocoholic, though, unless you're drinking, like... I know they have chocolate liquor out there. If you're drinking that, you are a chocoholic.
Yeah, true.
But the plays I was in when I was younger, I recently have found the VHS of that event.
Ooh. Transfer it to Blu-ray.
If we can get it onto at least DVD... It might be posted on HappyCast. We'll at least talk about it. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of curious. It was called the S-Files. We got to check that out.
Ooh.
I'll see about that.
Is that a parody of the X-Files?
It's not, actually. It's not at all.
What?
I think we were like a bunch of like kids in a treehouse doing some kind of like web show. I don't remember really what it was.
Were web shows a thing back then?
Maybe it wasn't a web show then. I just know.
Were you iCarly-ing it?
Maybe. I know. I was had to wear like a doctor outfit stuff. And I was supposed to be a kid, though. And I was like, someone wrote in the play, and I had to explain to them why it's okay to have pizza for breakfast because it has like vegetables and dairy and grain.
You heard it here first, guys. Pizza's a vegetable, according to Ben.
No, not all of pizza.
Ben, circa 1993. Six.
I have no idea when it was, but it was on a VHS. Okay. I'll look into it last weekend if you're hearing this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who knows when you're hearing this. Could be maybe you're the last man on Earth and this is the only thing to keep you company, in which case I deeply apologize.
Yeah. The only thing that works is HappyCast servers.
The only thing that survived the apocalypse, one man and an iPod filled up with HappyCast episodes.
Just imagine, like, you don't even have the iPod. So, you just find a corpse, like, oh, an iPod, and you pick it up, and all it is Happy Cast, and you're just so disappointed.
And, like, it would have to have been one of our iPods, right? It either belonged to you or me.
Probably so. They just find one of those, and such disappointment. But, yeah, if I remember any more stories, we'll have another Jumpin' Jack Flash, but I don't right now, so we'll see.
Okay. I've never been in a play, but we did some Romeo and Juliet stuff in my high school, one of my high school lit classes.
Yeah.
As like a class exercise. It wasn't a full-on play, but everyone was assigned roles. And I remember my line was, I bite my thumb at you, sir.
Ooh, that's a classic line,
that's
too.
That's all I remember. I just remember biting my thumb at someone.
Well, we had to read that out loud, I think, over the course of several days. But then in my senior year of high school, we read Hamlet to ourselves. But out loud, we were doing like the novel someone else wrote. I forgot his name right now. He wrote Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which was kind of like a comedy thing about two of like the minor characters that were Hamlet's friends in that book. And I thought it was really funny. Mm-hmm. And he volunteered for readers. No one really wanted to. And I think I ended up volunteering to read it with my friend Kevin, who you have met. And so Kevin and I were reading the parts. And the banter in that
book—man,
that's not his name. The banter in that book is a lot like how he and I already bantered. And so after the first day, people volunteered for us to do it the next day. I don't know if it's because they liked it or because they didn't want to, and we already did. I'd like to believe it's because they liked it. But we had to read it out loud together the entire play over the course of like 3 days. That was actually fun. I volunteered for that one. I did sign up for that stuff.
Hey, man, I signed up for this stuff. A much less powerful
That's
line.
The Happy Cast TV version. Well, okay,
all
I'm
right,
done
well,
with those.
Okay, cool. That's it for this segment. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll pick up in feedback.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Podcast Game Night, a mini segment where we play a game. Well, Brian, the game this week is Geek Out, not Pop Culture Party Edition. Are you ready to complete an entire card of categories?
I think I am. I'm as ready as I'll ever be. I'm glad to be here. Is there a time limit? Do I have all the time I need?
You do not, because this is a mini segment, not a full podcast segment.
Okay, fair, so fair.
You have under 5 minutes to complete everything.
Okay, I bet I can do it in 90 seconds.
Okay, the first category is games. Name at least two games that have been made into films.
You've got the Silent Hill and Mortal Kombat.
Six characters created by Stan Lee.
Okay, you've got Spider-Man. You've got Iron Man. The Incredible Hulk. I just assume they created everyone. Did he do Pepper Potts? Did he do Mr. Fantastic, The Thing, Sue Storm?
He probably did all those. That was comics. Now sci-fi, two characters.
I like how definitive you are. Like, that sounds right.
Our judges don't have Google currently. Sci-fi, two characters from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, man. Okay.
Just two.
Just two? Okay, I'm going to really think about this one then and make it my favorite ones. Everyone knows that the character that was secretly a Cylon the whole time
was number nine.
It's going to be, and you can bleep this out so I don't spoil it for people. Colonel Ty, great character. And then... of course, the Galactica herself, because Adama loved the ship, the Galactica, like it was a person. So
I'll count it because you named another person while describing that. Fantasy.
Shucks.
Four named wizards.
Okay, you have Merlin.
Yep.
You have Jeff the Wizard.
Who's that?
Got, Merlin's friend.
Nope.
Leon.
That's not quite how this works. Oh, you're gonna fail a category.
Wizards can have all kinds of names.
It has to be specific named ones that you know what they're from.
Tony Stark is like a
nope.
Wizard of Technology.
This is the fantasy section, not the comic book section.
Okay. Wizards. Who's a wizard? You have Gandalf.
Yes.
You've got Hagrid. You got the Dudleys.
Muggles.
You got Hermione's dad.
Muggle.
You've got the Queen of England is a wizard. Keep it on the down low.
Nobody knows. Heard either way.
Gandalf, Dumbledore,
Merlin, and one more.
Sirius Black. He was a wizard.
Yep, that counts. And miscellaneous 6 Shakespearean titles.
Okay, well, you have...
We named 3 on the show.
Yeah. You've got Romeo and Juliet. You've got Hamlet. You have Reversi.
No.
Taming of the Shrew.
Yes.
No, Reversi. That's what they call that play.
I don't think they call that the King Reversi.
Let's see. Also did that other one about the guy that was king.
There are lots of those.
King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong. He did King Kong.
King Kong. Yep. King Henry, right? He wrote King Henry.
One
That's
of
a play.
Them.
Yep.
Maybe the 5th or the 8th. Some number of King Henry.
Shakespeare.
Time's about to run out, I think.
The Tempest. He wrote The Tempest.
Oh, he did.
Although, that's more like, that's not a play. Am I naming plays, or?
He wrote a screenplay.
Okay. How many did I name? Is that 6? Let's get 6.
Yeah, it was 6. Oh, you made it different
Romeo,
time.
Romeo and Juliet 2. This time, they're ghosts.
No.
Prequel to Hamlet.
It's not one. Well, you made it distant within the time limit. You have won nothing.
What? Absolutely nothing?
Absolutely nothing. I'm not going to say the rest of it because it's really mean. Well, goodbye, everybody. That's it from Game Board Game Podcast Game Night.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
Welcome to the feedback segment of the show. If you want to write into the show, we highly encourage you to do that. Our email address is happycastfeedback@gmail.com. That's right. I said happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Yes, you did.
Give us a call. Our number is 77-HAPPY-NUN.
Yes, and some of you now have that in your phones from the voicemails you sent us last week. So now you have no excuse.
Follow us on Twitter at HappyCast. Check us out on Facebook. Give us a like.
Give us more than one like.
Instagrams. We're on the Instagrams.
We are HappyCast Podcast.
Yep. Our website is happycast.website. You can find all of our past shows there. If you want to help us out, tell a friend about the show and leave an iTunes review.
A cool friend, not a lame one.
Yeah. I mean, hey, come on. Let's not, beggars can't be choosers here, Ben. We'll take a less cool friend.
Well, our listeners probably have only cool friends. So we're probably in the clear
anyway.
That's true.
Good point. Didn't think about that.
Well, except one listener.
So feedback is a little bit bare this week. We do have a couple tweets directed at us. Listener Anne would like to point out that thanks to the wonder of time zones, everyone can wish you and her happy birthday since you're May 31st and she's June 1st.
Yes, nice job, Anne, at doing what I said that I do, but also including your own birthday in it a couple weeks before it occurs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she also says that the Bear Hatchet story we talked about last week.
Oh, yes.
Apparently happened 20 minutes away from her hometown.
Ooh, that's cool. We need to ask her if it's like a usual occurrence in that area.
Chasing bears with hatchets?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, a little update from last week when I was ranting and raving about the Facebook. Apologies. But hey, man, I have unfollowed people on Facebook. It has done wonders. My life way better.
I told you it's the
thanks.
Best way to
thank you
to
so
play.
Much. Anyone listening to this podcast right now, super cool. I still follow them on Facebook, but you know, we all have those fringe relatives where it's like, you know, we can be friends, but I don't need to see you. Just really, you blow up the wall. You post too much.
The ones that like fringe way too much.
Oh man, I'm a lot. All my aunts and uncles are way into fringe. They podcasted about it.
Oh wow.
They called it Fringe Unlocked. Oh. And I was like, whoa, hey.
I feel like I've heard of that
before.
Yeah,
think this through. Those initials aren't great.
No, they are not. But yeah, did she say anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
So
I guess we're done.
That's it. So guys, shoot that feedback our way, and you might hear it. You will definitely hear it on the show.
Unless I secretly delete it because I deem it unworthy.
Is that why we haven't been getting much feedback, Ben?
Yeah,
is it your fault?
It is. I deem all of it unworthy, so I've just been deleting it just constantly.
Ah, curses, Ben. Curses. Well, we'll talk about this off air. Until then, thank you guys for listening. We hope you'll join us next week. And until then,
stay
happy. So, man, he's still going strong. It's been over an hour. I thought for sure he would have just given up by now.
I really need to take a pee break.
Yeah. I don't know, Ben. I don't know, man. I mean, a few miles back, he hit that ramp and jumped over Mark Cuban from Shark Tank. I can't believe he didn't stop then.
I know. You think that when you jump the shark is the best time to stop.
I know. I mean, people. I mean, but you just traditionally, people jump the shark. They keep going for much further than they should, though.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Well, yeah, we didn't jump him anyway. We ran him over. Anyway, it looks like he's slowing down. Maybe he's out of gas.
Okay. All right. Well. Yeah. Okay. Let's get out. Let's. I guess we'll chase him on foot.
Chase him. We do that? Do you have a gun?
Let's not tase him, bro. Let's just go on foot. Chad Snyder's not. He doesn't look too fast. We could probably keep up with him.
All right, run. Oh, we got him!
You get off me! I ain't guilty. I didn't do it.
Chad, you're under arrest.
That's what they all say.
I'm getting too old for this podcast.
I ain't never met that guy before in my life. I wasn't there.
We heard you on tape,
Chad. I was watching Happy Days.
Chad Snyder, you're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. In fact, we encourage you to be silent for as long as possible.
Please, please, I cannot take any more of you, Chad.
You have the right to record a podcast about Happy Days, which you've taken advantage of for a long time.
Far too much.
You've got to fight for your right to party.
You don't get that right. You have to fight for it in court.
In a court of law. You have the right to bear arms. If you don't have any bear arms, then some bear arms will be provided to you in a court of law.
That is true.
I demand a trial. I'll be found innocent in court.
Chad, you're going to get a trial. That's how this works. We're going to do that. And, maybe he wants a speedy trial.
Okay, yeah, we could probably set up a trial for probably next week. We could probably do a trial.
Yeah, that is one of his rights in the Bill of Rights. So, yeah, next week, your trial will be a week from now.
Tune in next week for the trial of Chad Snyder here on Happy Cast with Ben and Brian 2015.